Let's go, chaps. It's Alt Source Podcast.
What would that be in reference to?
I've been playing some Henry Hatsworth, the most dashing adventurer. Pompous Adventurers League. Blah, 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 blah. Governor.
I got nothing.
It's your adventuring host, Griff. Blah, 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 blah. What? Also, with me.
Harry Potter.
You're not Harry Potter.
Keys.
Fine.
And Matt here, finally.
Gryffindor? Sorry.
Matt.
No Slytherin.
Well, this is the Alt Source Podcast for the week of April 5th. Like I said, I'm your host, Griff. Oh, and we're going to have a capital episode this week, I think.
Capital, good
capital! So, let's just get on with it. It's a lot of news to talk about. There's going to be a pretty slim playing session this week since everybody's been kind of busy.
No time for video games this week.
No time for video games.
There's always time.
Life is real. Now keep it real.
You're a fool. Talking to your mic.
I am talking
to
my mic.
Look at me.
I have the
Don't
mic.
Don't look into my eyes.
I have the mic angled so that I can stare at you during the entire podcast. Do you see this?
I don't see anything because I'm on radio.
Oh.
Am I just going to be the guy on the couch watching you?
Third like, wheel.
What's going on here?
Not really. No. See, I have it set up so I can swivel.
Oh, wow.
This chair moves.
I'll talk about something else.
Sick. It's gross. Should we just get right into what you've been playing? Not to dilly-dally about?
Sure.
I don't want to go first.
Not it.
Fine. I played some Vin Diesel.
The racing game,
aka Wheelman,
the diesel cart,
where everybody is super super shiny, like they just had a good waxing on themselves or something, and where Vin Diesel shows no emotion whatsoever, just talks like Frank. He just talks and sounds like Frankenstein.
Winning's winning.
Like, hey, I'm the Wheelman. You want to help me? It's like show a little emotion and have his character move his
does
eyebrows
the character
or
model
his
even
mouth
move?
A little better.
Is it just like a mannequin of Vin Diesel?
You could just have like a, just not even talk and it'd be better. But yeah, I played that. It was kind of interesting, but playing the demo, I'm already done with it. I played it for like 20 minutes and I think it's already boring. It's just,
initial impressions?
Yeah, not good.
Thumbs down.
Let's go around. The point where you can get in other cars where, you're driving your car and you, hold the circle button and then, you'll stand out your car and then you'll jump to another car.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then after a couple times, you're like, okay, this is getting old. And that's, their whole thing is, you jumping to other cars. And
you've got the Cyclone to fucking make the car do a 360 and shoot people when it's driving
backwards. Oh, yeah.
Max Payne slowdown time.
That reminded me of Wanted, but yeah.
Bullet time.
You're in a car and there's people behind you. You can do a holy shit. That was a bomb.
That's a drink.
Gunshot.
That's terrible.
Apparently, God, two jolts, two monster jolts.
I hate myself.
You're gonna be up all night.
Sick.
God damn it! Why do you have to be seen across?
Anyway, with Wheelman.
Yeah, so you do a lot of 180s and 360s and shooting people. And
sounds like a basketball game.
You can go on foot, but I didn't really get to explore that. But
I would. Know. It's not called foot, man.
I know. It should just be, I got to go buy something. Oh, I'll stay in my car, stay and buy something. But
Hard to make it. I would think it's hard to make a game like that, like a driving game, supposed to be fun without it feeling like, in a sense, Grand Theft Auto. Because anytime you take anything on foot, you're going to run into that kind of genre of game.
I don't even know how it would be. But, it just, I don't know. Feels like it would be better as, an arcade, weird game.
If he's trying
to
mimic 50 Cent's success.
Yeah, really.
You just show a little more emotion. Be excited for your game. But
where's my driver? Wait, what would Vin Diesel say?
Where's my driver?
Doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile.
I'm the wheel man. Winning. Do you need a wheel man? I'm
Kids
a wheel
can pump
man.
Me
I
up.
Can drive you. It's just like, oh, worst actor ever.
What else did you play, Matt?
God.
Played some Fallout 3.
I finally beat Alaska Anchorage, or Anchorage, Alaska, I should say. And then, you get this awesome power armor, winterized power armor, which I think doesn't get damaged at all. It's permanent. It doesn't, you don't have to repair it or anything, which is nice. But that one was pretty boring. It was more just combat focused, and you know, it's not really much to it. Then I downloaded The Pit and played that. I didn't have trouble whatsoever. I got it before they patched everything up. And then that one seemed even shorter. I mean, I don't know. It was nice and everything to go through Pit when you're walking across the bridge, across the river, and you go in the city and everything, and you know, go there, and you have to get a cure, and you have to get a baby, and all this, and it was kind of interesting, but it still felt too short. And
you have to get a baby.
Yeah, it's the cure. I stole a baby. But
it feels more like, I hear it feels more like Fallout than it feels like Fallout.
It's just a better environment, and it's not always combat focused. Like, you can go around doing some quests. Yeah, and you know, there's a little more moral choice in it too. I mean, Anchorage, you just go get some guys and you just shoot some Chinese stuff, people, right? And that's it. It's done.
Yeah, I mean,
goddamn commies. But
we established last podcast that we are in fact not racist.
I think we established that we are racist. We just don't understand it.
Yeah, I think it's it. We don't get it. By the way, Mike Gartner's here.
And he has a haircut.
He does have a haircut.
He's looking fresh and clean.
Feels funny.
I think I screwed it up though, because like you meet like the head guy of the pit, and I just killed him. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, I'm gonna take it over now, and I killed him and his whole gang. And so maybe there was more quests to it than that. But
probably.
I'll play it again. I mean, I got it.
Did
so.
You look at the achievements and see if there was more like quest things that came with the patch?
I think the only achievement I missed was like get 100 steel ingots, which is
a pain. Oh, hot damn.
No, that's gonna be a pain in the ass. I'm not gonna do that. Yeah, and then I'm replaying Fallout all over again. This time I'm going to be good. It's hard to resist, though. You know, I always
you know what we should do is I should bring my PS3 over, and you play Fallout on Xbox 360, and I'll play it on PS3.
My head's going to explode. Dude, man. I can't take that.
Dual Fallout.
How would you do that?
That's so nerdy.
You should have to bring another TV.
I have a TV in there, too.
Yeah.
Or I've got a tiny TV.
Holy shit.
Very bad. Affordable
Fallout party.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Well, we could go to my place where we have two TVs right next to each other.
That's true. Matt does have a TV in the other room.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Fallout, that, RE5, but you've probably already talked a lot about that. But, you know, I liked it a lot.
Oh, we can talk about it. Because, Keys, you played it on Saturday and Friday. Have you touched it at all anymore, Mike?
Gardner? I've actually been very minimal in my gaming this week.
A lot of us have, mostly.
Except for WoW.
Blasphemy.
I didn't even play WoW that much.
Oh.
I didn't play anything.
Yeah, you really didn't.
I was reading books.
You've been, like, doing stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Productivity. Sweet. But, yeah, like, I won't go into too much detail, but, yeah, I thought it was... I haven't played a single player, but, you know, judging from what you said, it sounded pretty bad with the AI. But, like, when Griff and I played, it seemed a lot of fun and just everything. I loved it a lot, like, a lot more than 4, which some people think they like 4 more, which I'm not sure why, but...
We talked about this last week. Yeah, I like 4 more.
I had
you
a
do?
Lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I like playing, the co-op makes 5 so
maybe
much
if,
better.
Yeah, maybe if I played single player, I just absolutely hate it.
Me and Griff were having a lot of fun, but it was not the kind of fun you normally have with Resident Evil 5, I guess you could say, because we were running around in the alternate costumes.
Yeah, this is, like, we're on my save file, which I beat it, like, 3 times through. So I've got, like, infinite ammo on a handful of guns and, like, max power on a handful of guns. So we don't need to reload, don't need to collect any weapons or ammo.
We were running around, I was in... Chris's safari outfit, which is really just looks like a big zebra.
He's
spray painted white hair.
Yeah.
And then Shema was in.
She was in her clubbing outfit.
Outfit, which, if you really thought about it, it looks more like I'm her pimp, you know, as Chris. So it's really kind of funny. And we were just running around, and we eventually. Well, Griff started off with.
I'll make you money, baby!
Yeah, that's pretty much how it started off. So I made Griff run around and kill all the zombies for me. Because he had his ultimate
the
bow and arrow, which was hilarious. And then eventually I got the Gatling gun
for Chris.
That's ridiculous.
Which is just like.
Fills up 2/3 of the screen with the gigantic ammo backpack.
He has literally just this. Giant square on his back that is the ammo pack.
Yeah,
wow.
It's like the same thing that the gigantic Gatling gun enemies tote on their back.
Yes,
Chris is smaller.
And it looks ridiculous.
Fall backwards.
Yeah, it, like when you bend over to pick items up, it looks like
my chain of ammo is flying everywhere, and it looks like I should like fall onto my face. It was really fun.
It was fun,
just because we were not taking it very seriously.
Irritating though was the Gargant. What's that thing? El Gigante.
El Gigante.
Yeah. Yeah. For the record, we were playing it on veteran. So
yeah, that fight, like,
yeah, it was tough,
a bitch. And yeah, I took a break there, and I think had I been playing, it would have just been so much harder.
Yeah, because I sold that part just because of the computer was helping me so much, and it probably took me a good 10 tries. I think
about 10. Yeah, about 7 or something like that was the number.
So it was. That was the most difficult part, but it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I had a great time for it. It was my first actual Resident Evil I played. It was fun. Yeah.
We get to a point where we just started skipping all the cutscenes, though.
Yeah, we're like, why are we watching? We get like 2 minutes in, we'd be like, why are we watching this? We just skip it.
Yep. It was a lot of fun, though. Anything else, Matt?
Played Resistance, the first one. Beat it. You know, it's just, I didn't think it was really that impressive.
What'd you think of the ending?
Who cares?
What? The dudes come and they get him.
Yeah, so what? I already knew that.
Awesome.
But a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, no kidding.
It seems pretty old by this standards now. Yeah. A couple more demos. I played Watchmen demo. It's just a beat 'em up. It's nothing really that great. I don't think it'll do anything if you're a Watchmen fan. And then I played, Mike saw me play Wanted, Weapons of Fate, which.
That was an experience.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But, like, first thing, like, cutscenes look terrible.
The character models look awful.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad. And playing it, it's, I won't say it's really much of a third-person shooter as just find cover and just, you know, blind fire or just, you know, stick your gun out, like kind of like Gears of War. You know,
I hear people, like, giving it some praise for just, like, some of the mechanics that it employs, but overall it's, like,
yeah, curving the bullet's kind of easy to use, but also it can get frustrating, like, if you're in a bad angle and you can't. You're not able to hit the guy and stuff, mm-hmm. So.
And the blind fire is supposed to be pretty cool because it's actually blind. Like, you actually can't see the person when you're shooting, which is sweet.
Yeah, they got some good mechanics, but, I mean, like, I don't know. I just think it's kind of like a Gears of War type game and just, you know, I don't want to.
You mean a third-person cover-based shooter?
Yeah.
Third-person cover. All right.
But I have more fun with Gears.
You mean a not-fun game?
But, yeah, and then I think that's about it. I think that's everything.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mike, you want to go or do you want me to go?
You can go ahead.
All right. God. I haven't been playing too much. Like we said, Resident Evil 5. Been playing that with keys.
Get over there, bitch.
I'm going, baby. The other game I played this week was Bully. I picked that up and beat it. Easily the best Rockstar game I've played because it's playable. It actually feels good to play it. The side missions are actually really fun and not just tedious and annoying.
Yeah. I played 2 seconds of that game.
Did you?
Right when I came over. I started fighting kids that walked up to me and then like
instantly ended the game or something.
Yeah, and then some teacher was like, you can't do that. So I was like, I'll punch you too. And then I was beating the crap out of him and then he just like collared me or something. Yeah. He was like, nah, you're too close.
The Bully is just, I don't know. I'd recommend it to anybody. If you don't like Grand Theft Auto, it does what like is good about Grand Theft Auto. But it does that, like, the things that annoy me about GTA, it removes all of those. Okay. I don't feel annoyed when I'm playing the game because it controls well. And, like, the fighting feels a lot like Yakuza, so it's, like, really enjoyable, like, just button-mashing brawling. The side missions are really fun, and the characters are excellent, like most Rockstar games. Like, your rival Gary... He takes the opposite Pokemon of you and badges you through your way from Pallet Town to Viridian City. Yeah.
I watched you play almost that entire game.
I did watch you play most of Bully, yeah. So it's like good. And what's his name? The main character, Jimmy, like the way that he behaves is actually like it meshes well with like how the character actually, or how you actually play the game. Like, you don't feel like you're this multiple personality disordered psychopath like Nico or any other of the Grand Theft Auto characters who just have, like, the most insane whims and then will become, like, really mellow and just, like, caring.
I want to live my life. The Vice City guy was pretty accurate, too.
Well, yeah, but there wasn't too much to Tommy or whatever his name was.
At least he talked. That was the first one that ever talked, so.
Yeah.
That was good.
In that vein, too, I also watched somebody play a little bit of Grand Theft Auto Chinatown, and it's like,
oh, yeah.
It has that sort of top-down GTA 1 and 2 feel.
Interesting.
And it's bizarre, like the drug sales that you need to do in that game.
Yeah.
And the icons, like cocaine, the icon for cocaine is razor blades. Nice. Heroin or needles.
Should be a credit card.
What is it? Ecstasy is little like pills with like smiley faces, and acid is a little like paper tabs. It's just freaking bizarre. Like it's on a DS. Like it's a Nintendo game.
Oh my god.
Imagine like a 6-year old like, I gotta sell weed, man.
Yeah. Resale value's not that good.
Sounds like drug lords.
Insurance just don't make the money anymore. Oh,
Mommy, will you help me sell this heroin?
So Bully is fantastic. I really enjoyed playing that. And then the other game that I played, I bought last night. Henry Hatsworth. It's an amazing game. I actually heard a lot about it, and I went to watch some like gameplay videos of it, and I actually stumbled across the soundtrack of it, which you can download for free, and I'll be cutting in songs from that for this episode, because they're so good. Like, at best, the best songs are like Aaron Copland-type music, like you know, the Beef song?
Yeah.
That song? Okay.
I know classical music.
You know Copland?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a lot like really just fun, compelling, like bouncy music like that. And then there's other stuff that's like intense, like techno-y 8-bit type stuff too. It's excellent. It's just a fantastic soundtrack, and it's free. But the game is just like fever dream from EA, and you play as this like old pompous English explorer who is questing to find like this golden suit, which only the most dapper man in the world can wear. So you find the hat and you put the golden hat on, and it like opens the portal into the puzzle realm. And the puzzle realm is like, that's when it uses the dual screen. So on the top screen, you're playing this like Castlevania type game where, you know, you slash people with your sword or your cane and like the little enemies, and it's like, you know, a platformer with bosses and stuff like that. And then on the bottom screen, you've got sort of like this backwards Tetris where the blocks sort of move up the screen, and when you kill enemies on the top screen, they'll float down to the bottom screen, and they'll embed themselves in the blocks. So if you don't switch, like, you press a button, you switch to the bottom screen, and then you start playing, like, a matchup game. So you need to match three color blocks in, like, in a row. So you get them either vertical or horizontal, and then they disappear. If you don't clear all those blocks out, the enemy blocks will come up into the DS top screen, and then they'll become enemies in the world above you, and they'll harass you until you beat them again. Also, any items you get on the top screen transfer down to the bottom screen. The only way you get them is if you use, like, if you match the puzzle pieces. That's how you get extra lives and increase your health.
Interesting.
And, yeah, you get, like, power-ups for your character. And it's really cool, too, because it pauses the top screen, so you don't need to, like, worry about putting Henry in a corner or something like that.
Yeah,
it's really... Okay, and the other thing is...
You'll get a still.
You start playing the game as like an old man, as old man Henry Hatsworth, and he finds the hat and he transforms into young Henry Hatsworth. It's like, you know, he's got like this red mustache and then he's wearing like the safari outfit, and he gets like a sword, And if you lose so much health, you transfer back to old Henry Hasworth. So you play the puzzle game until you build up your like suave dress power and until you turn back into young Henry Hasworth. Also, if you double that bar, you then go into super golden robot mode. Which like a cup of tea icon starts flashing on the touchscreen. You press it, and then it goes to Henry like sipping a cup of tea, and it says tea time. And just, good show. Oh, and then through like both screens, it's just like a scrolling British flag and a golden robot like flying through them.
Oh my! Yeah.
You become this indestructible force. And, like nothing can hurt you. You have like rocket punch and boxing glove punches and. It's just incredible. And like the best thing about that is if you're good at the puzzle game, you can keep that going for a really long time. You can like stay in robot form, or you can like when you get to bosses, you can like access the robot form and you just can blow things away. The other really amazing thing about that game is because you have to manage both the top screen and the bottom screen, it's for like a puzzle adventure game, you just lose track of time because there's so much to do. If you're not paying attention to the bottom screen, you'll start seeing the enemies like peek into the top screen. You're like, oh shit, hit the button, go down there, rearrange some icons. Like I started playing last night at like midnight or something, and I put the DS down and it was like 3:30. I don't even remember. I don't even know where the time went. Like it was just
wow.
The game is a time sink. And there's so much to it. But yeah, it's incredible. And per the introduction, it has like the Star Fox voices, so Henry Hatsworth just like it's just like this bustling, like bumbling, just when they're talking in cutscenes, and then you have your little assistant who's this ginger kid, and he's like good show, governor, and like the enemies, you know, you've got like the villains, and they all have sort of things like that. It's very funny, very very clever game.
Thank you.
It's wild.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds very enjoyable.
That's all I've done this week.
Let's see what I've done. We kind of talked already about my RE5 experience, so I won't hit on that. But I did play that, and that was a lot of fun. Enjoyed it. Had a great time. Other than that, I haven't been doing a whole lot. I mostly just, other than that, really, I think the only thing I have played this week is WoW. Leveling an alt in that, leveling up my rogue. He's up to 7, just about to hit 78.
Mm.
So, nothing too exciting there, really, I guess. That's all I got.
Mm. You said, I know you wrote on the blog about the, well, I'll talk about this later too, but did you listen to the BlizzCast?
I haven't listened to it all because I was literally like walking out of my apartment just waiting for someone to get there. And then I just like jumped on the World of Warcraft website and saw that BlizzCast was up. And I had started playing it, and then like I was just kind of like reading through, because they have it all.
Like show notes.
They have notes and everything. So I was just like reading everything. So they were just answering some basic questions. They answered some about...
talk more about this in the news section.
We'll talk about it later. That's all I got. BlizzCast. Listen. Hi, Mike Gardner.
You don't know me.
Hello.
Nice haircut. You looking trim, ba.
Thanks. Carla cut my hairs.
Who's Carla?
She's a hair cutterist.
She is. Mike and I go to the same lady.
That's weird.
You swap stories?
I talk to Carla.
She can't cut her hair at the same time.
Are you okay with that? Like, does he...
Well, no, like, you'll talk to her, then she'll talk to Mike and say, oh, like, Keys was talking to me.
No, I don't think she's aware of us.
Does she, like, tell you, like, oh, Mike Keys has a lumpy skull?
No.
It's true!
It's going bald.
Yeah, right, you see this? They have to trim thin out it. My hair. Thin my it. Hair. It's yeah, so yeah. thick.
I got the
it's
lingo.
Crisp. Look at that.
It's crisp.
I'm running my hand through my hair.
Really with these Abercrombie and Fitch model
this place. Oh, my goodness, don't do that. So handsome.
Sorry. Getting off track.
Go, Mike.
I'm way off track now. I've done very little this week. Up until Wednesday, I was pretty much not allowed to play video games because of my school schedule. Mm-hmm. So
that's going to be me next week.
Yeah, it hurt a lot, and I'm actually pretty tired. This has been a very long week.
You want a back rub?
No, I'm all right. I'm good. I want to do something that's not school related.
Yeah.
Or work.
Do you work tonight?
I do work.
Oh, okay.
But I played a little Warcraft. The Knack server's crashing us on raid time yesterday, so that was brutal. But that was it. That was the extent of any real game playing I had. The end. It was a sad week.
We're the boring two.
You live a hard life.
It's a hard life.
All right. Well, whatever. I'm not a responsible person, so I play more games.
Is? Come on.
Yeah, I also fought a bear.
We're the bad boys of the podcast.
I'm not responsible.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with news.
Enjoy your Cheetos.
We're back with the news, the secondhand news section, and a little of our own, actually, kind of. There's a lot happening this week. I've got a big old list of stuff I got to go through here, and we've got some releases, and then talk a little bit about the BlizzCast. So, Bioshock 2 has now been retitled again to Bioshock 2 instead of Bioshock 2 Sea of Dreams. It was initially released as Bioshock 2 Sea of Dreams, and then some developer blog said, no, it's just going to be Bioshock 2. And there was a correction from the publisher saying, no, it is Bioshock 2 Sea of Dreams. And now the publisher has once again said, no, it is in fact Bioshock 2. Sorry about all the...
nomenclature debacle.
Exactly.
Who needs subtitles, really?
People who want a different name to a game.
Bioshock 2 is different than Bioshock.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's whatever. They could put anything on it. Ka-ching, it's just going to be ka-ching. Bioshock 2. I mean, it's just pulling the name Bioshock is going to be enough to sell millions of copies.
Yeah.
The other thing is I am happily wrong again. Prototype is looking really good, actually.
So that's Hooded Guy, right?
Hooded Guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And something then- Mercer. Like Brad Mercer, Alec Mercer. And then what's Dick Mercer? I don't know. Just like some.
Wait, you're Prototype.
I'm Prototype?
Wait, the one you were just talking about was Prototype. What's the other one?
Infamous.
Infamous. Okay, those two.
Yeah.
Same game, but
same game. Same game.
Different name.
Different character models.
Yeah. Really confused.
No, but they look very similar. So the Prototype 2 has a there's a new video out, and it's sort of the developers are kind of explaining a little bit about who the character is and how the mechanics of the game are going to work. So Prototype is a game where you're that just weirded me out. the character you are sort of devours other people, and then you can become them. So like you devour them, and then you can look like them, and then you can also use other sort of like tendrilless, spike and explosive type meat abilities.
Meat.
Yeah, yeah. You just you look like a Resident Evil thing where you just like splinter into a bunch of like fleshy barbs.
Hamburgers?
Yeah, rotten hamburgers. But it looks like it's getting fleshed out a lot more. The character doesn't particularly seem very interesting, but he seems like he's gonna be a dick, like a badass, and not just like a Dante style badass who's like, I'm sweet and I have white hair. He's like you're on a revenge mission. You just kill everybody, and your character just seems like an asshole. So I'm kind of excited for that sort of a persona. The other thing is it's really looking like it's shaping up to be more interesting than Infamous, which I'm excited about. Because Infamous to me looked like the hotter of the two sisters, whereas Prototype was sort of like the dumpier, kind of awkward looking one. Now it's sort of switched roles. You know, they've grown up a bit and
had a makeover.
Yeah, Prototype 2 looks really good actually. And Infamous looks really drab and not particularly interesting. So yeah, check that video out. It looks really good. I'm glad I was wrong about Prototype looking really boring and tedious. Like I said, Infamous. There's a video up that shows all like the morale choices you can make. You can either eat the baby or save the baby, like bullshit like that.
Real so, extreme stuff.
Eat the
as
food.
Usual.
Don't eat the food. Kill people. Yeah. Don't kill the people. It just looks really like BioWare and really not interesting in what they're doing with that game. The other thing, Fallout. Oh, Matt, you want to talk about the Fallout 3 patch?
Oh yeah, didn't they patch the pit for like the third time?
Third patch is out, yeah.
What's the pit? I'm sorry.
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to free slaves.
Is that for 360 only or something?
Yeah.
360 and PC.
Boo.
Yeah, it is for PC as well. No, yeah. PlayStation. Yeah.
No. PS3 got the raw end of the deal.
Right there. As usual.
Yeah. But yeah, they patched for the third time because you know people were either freezing, crashing, or they were they downloaded it and could play it, but they were incomplete.
That was the first one. The first patch was to get rid of like the WoW quest
exclamation points. Like Metal Gear Solid, like little exclamation points over their heads. Like,
Just like assets would be missing from the game, and in their place, you just have like exclamation points for like the developer to put in thing here. So we're just looking at this like half finished project.
Wow, how can that not be that polished?
It's Bethesda. They do that?
Fine for me. But,
yeah, like, well, I mean, I'm sure it's a limited case that happens.
Yeah. And then freezing, but, you know, that may have just been a 360 problem, or I don't know. Some people, though, it was the game. But
so you were on patch 2, and you didn't have a problem with it?
Yeah, I did not have a problem whatsoever.
Yeah. So they're now recommending that you delete patch 2 and download patch 3, so it'll be more stable. Actually, you did lose your armor, so maybe that...
Oh, I lost my helmet, yes, for my winterized power armor.
Yeah.
I was very confused, but whatever. Not a big deal.
Other big news from the Team Fortress 2 blog comes the next class to be updated will be the sniper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's he getting?
They haven't said yet, but they said before they do the sniper update, they're going to do another update for all the classes. And then they also said that 360 is not ready but still being worked on because they said on the blog, they said that the orange box is already using pretty much all of the 360's memory. So if they want to stick anything else in there, they're trying to figure out how to, you know, optimize the situation.
Yeah.
So they said that's still coming in. No news for PS3 still.
Ooh.
Yeah. What else we have? So there was more. There was an interview with someone on the MTV multiplayer, and they interviewed Harold Ramis of Ghostbusters fame about the Ghostbusters video game and his contribution to it. He apparently did some work with the dialogue, not particularly with the script, before like the PR representatives were saying like Harold Ramis like helped co-write the script as well as Dan Aykroyd, but. You know, once he was interviewed, he said no. You know, he just made some adjustments to the dialogue, and you know, but Dan Aykroyd still had a lot of, he had a lot of involvement in it, which is probably going to mean
sponsored by Crystal Skull.
You're going to be collecting a lot of Crystal Skull heads in the game. what else is going on? Oh, Shmup Month is over. That was in January, February, March. March, shoot 'em up games. That was. You know those things, this left to right, up what? Bottom to top, arcade cabinet-y, Gradius type-y games.
Oh, those games that nobody likes to play.
Yeah. Because
you get one life and you get one hit and you're dead.
Yeah, well, some people like them. They're pretty cool. Crazy.
I have a seizure every time I play those games.
I don't have the skill to play those things. But that last month was like a big deal for people who like to play those competitively. Drunken Gamers Radio made a big deal of it, and they do this thing called the Shmopra. So every week they do a song or two about the tale of the captain and his involvement with Spacebot. It was really good. The last song was excellent, and the first two songs are really good too. I suggest listening to them. Mega 64 has an incredible video that happened during GDC. It's them interacting with Hideo Kojima. And him, like, actually playing along. Just leave it at that. You should watch it because it's hilarious. I'll probably put it up on the blog.
Sounds suspicious.
No, it's really funny. What else is here? I forgot to mention before, the Kojima Productions Report, the KPR, is back, but Ryan Payton's not in charge of it. It's some other dude from, I think, localization or editing or something like that, as well as Aki Saito, Kojima's translator. Not really anything happening there because, you know, there's no MG games coming out. And then there's a U.S. Dissidia trailer. That's the Final Fantasy fighting game. That's happening. That's a game.
Weird.
Yeah. It looks weird.
I'd play to see a Gunblade again.
Squall is in it. He's in the video.
You're dead.
In terms of AltSource, we've got some posts. I think Jamie and Jeff posted, and Jamie's take on Live is actually really interesting.
Yeah.
So just reading that. And then I wrote a review for Killzone 2, which you can check that out too. And Jeff read something, but I forgot what that was.
I wrote half a paragraph about BlizzCast because I was on my way out of the apartment, so I didn't really get a chance to listen to it, but I was just reading over on BlizzCast 8 is out there answering some questions about Wrath of the Lich King, Diablo 3, and StarCraft 2. I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't listen to the StarCraft 2 ones because I'm not really a fan of that. I'll start with WoW just because it's real quick. Basically, they're asking about the possibilities of some changes in Wintergrasp as far as aerial combat goes. And they basically just kind of beat around the bush saying, they were working on it and they're still working on it. It's something that really has to be polished because obviously like they were having issues with people just like flying and like smashing into the ground with their plane or something and like having no effect or no consequences for that. So that's kind of, you know, kind of would put, I don't know, it wouldn't be good. It'd suck if you could do that.
What, hit the ground and not get hurt?
Yeah, like if you're in a flying craft or something like that. So they're working on that. And they're also talking about ranks. For those of you who don't know, and Wintergrasp is a PvP zone in WoW that even on non-PvP or player versus player servers is a player, like anyone can attack anyone except, obviously, I mean, Alliance and Horde can fight each other. And you have ranks, and as you rank up from killing people or killing vehicles and stuff like that. As you rank up, you get access to more vehicles. And they're talking about putting more ranks in, and they basically said no to that. Just because of the amount of time, you wouldn't have enough amount of time to like rank up higher and higher, because most Wintergrasps are pretty quick. They usually don't last too long on most servers, from what I hear. A lot of news, though, was coming out of Diablo 3, which I'm personally really excited for, even though it's something way in the future. You know, we're probably not going to see till
winter, if that.
This year?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe December.
See, it released?
Yeah. I think you're optimistic.
I think you're that's, way optimistic. Yeah,
I'm saying that at the earliest.
I was thinking late 2010.
That's true. It is Blizzard. But I mean,
they're going to make ready it when it's ready.
If you do actually, like, the only reason I'm saying that is I posted a long time on, I was like looking through their employment stuff, and mm-hmm. they are hiring a ton of employees and employees for like an unknown project.
That's their next MMO.
Could be
StarCraft.
Could be something else too.
It's not.
No, I know it's not going to be.
It's a new universe that they've said they're working on a new MMO, and it's a new universe is the only thing they've said.
God, it's going to be an original Blizzard universe. Oh. It's going to be so terrible.
Life. I mean, StarCraft and WoW, those are all century. Original.
No, they're copies off Warhammer.
Oh, well.
If Blizzard tries to create something original, it's going to be...
I guess it is, actually.
I don't know. I'm curious to see what it is. I mean, you can't really say anything about it yet.
It's called Star Battles Galaxies.
It's called Star Warcraft.
Probably would be.
But a lot of little things, and not really anything major was released about Diablo 3. A couple things they were talking about were a big part of Diablo 2 was the shrines, which were just random little shrines placed about the environment that you could basically like hit, and you'd gain a buff for an extended amount of time. Double experience, increased run speed, increased damage and stuff like that. They're talking about if they're going to have those in there, and they said they're not going to have the shrines themselves, but they're more going to tie them into like world events and things you'll run into. Like... basically like a world event. I don't know, they never said anything like this, but like basically you do something, you help somebody, and they'll give you like the options of those buffs and things like that. So you're still like getting them, and there's kind of that randomness they said is still going to be there, but not just like a shrine sitting there. So that's a little interesting. They talked a lot about the UI and the bag features of Diablo, which... if anyone has ever played Diablo 1 or Diablo 2, like, managing your inventory is, like, a huge part of the game. A lot like the earlier Resident Evils, I think.
You get that grid system,
Because you have this grid system and you only have so much space. And the difficult part of Diablo was, your weapons would take up more space and potions would only take up one space. So you had to have this huge constant thing of monitoring your inventory. And the inventory they have this time sounds really interesting. What they've done is they've separated it into bags, so you have a bag for small items and you have a bag for large items. And what you do is you start off with small bags, similar, I guess you could say, to WoW, but not WoW. I mean, they'll say you have like...
they've like made a point to say, no, it's not WoW.
I know. I they want to keep Diablo, which, they're going to. But, I mean, then you can increase your inventory, like, as you go on in the game. So it'll be interesting to see, like, how much inventory you have. Because I know they're not going to give you much, just because that's part of Diablo and part of what makes the game feel like Diablo, is that you only have this much space to work with. I would be surprised if they give you, like, unlimited, or not unlimited, but, like, massive bag space.
I would like that. The only question I have is, can you move and open your bag at the same time?
I don't know. Didn't say that. What? That's a very odd question.
It's ridiculous. I mean, what kind of action hero can you expect to be if you can't move and open your bag at the same time? I mean, that's just antiquated and stupid, and why hang on to traditions like that when the genre can be advanced by being able to move and open your bag at the same time? Get a clue, Blizzard. Stop being racist.
Okay.
You done? Is anyone else confused?
You feel better there, buddy?
Nobody gets that. Okay, that's fine.
They talked a little bit more about just like little things like color of what items will be. Nothing really that exciting.
Is that a Resident Evil reference, by the way?
Yes, it was. Right. It was.
Just making sure.
So, I don't know. There wasn't really too much else. They talked a lot about the Warrior. I didn't get a chance to read that much, but Blizzard also had its annual April Fool's jokes they played on all of their fans.
Oh, the dance competition?
Yeah, they had the WoW dance competition, which basically said for a nominal fee, like 26,000 gold or something like that, you could like start a dance team and coordinate your own dances and stuff like that.
Yeah, I read but about that. It was not really
the
good.
The best thing, which some of the only more, I could say, intricate WoW players would have known about, is what they did to their forums was hilarious and genius. They made it so anytime you viewed the forums or posted a message on the forums on April Fool's Day, it used this script, this randomized script, to make it into what would be like a role-playing script.
Uh-huh.
And it was hilarious. So like every text would be like, like Miklutov, which is my character's name, brushes his silvery red hair back as he says, and it would like have what I posted, and then it'll be like, and it had like really, really like hilarious endings. I wish I could remember some of them. It'd be like, and he walked out knowing that he had more than one trick up his sleeve. It was actually two, and one on each hand. Which there's five fingers, so actually 10 tricks up his sleeve. So just like really funny things like that. And they're all randomized and different. So that was a good joke.
Did you see the Pimp Your Ride?
Pimp Your Mount one, which was really funny. That one was almost probably a little more believable, I bet, to some people.
Yeah, that the dance competition was just like a joke based on what they've done before, but the Pimp Your Mount was actually really funny, where it's like drink dispenser, and just like the things you can add on to your ride.
The Kodo had a safari hat on.
Nodding dog.
That one was really good too. I laughed at that one.
Really, the only thing you need to say to get like, it's like the same thing you do for Metal Gear fans. All you have to do is say like new Metal Gear and everybody gets excited. All you have to do for like WoW fans is just say like new mount and achievements and everybody gets all
bothered. Like, what? Oh my gosh.
I can get a new mount?
But I think the best that they did was the Diablo 3 punk, which they released a new character page, like brand new character. It had like just looked like all the other character pages with like the character moving and stuff, called the Archivist. Or like something like that.
Archivist
sounds better.
Archivist, I think is right.
Correct.
Archives, okay.
Yeah, Archivist. And basically what it was
just like just hold town scroll.
It was like this, if you watch the video, it was kind of like this play on Deckard Cain, who had been in the last games, and always like every time you walk up to him, he'd be like, "Hello, stranger," and he'd always have quests for you, and he'd talk like this.
Okay.
And like they were showing some of his moves, and one of the moves was called like the Quest Giver, and he would shoot this bolt at people, and then like the enemies would get an exclamation point above their head, and he would just like make little like Deckard Cain noises as he did it. He'd be like, "Whoa," like old person noises. Oh, it was hilarious. It was a really good one. Obviously, it was a joke, you know. But like,
April Fools happened last week.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. But it was really funny. It gave me a very good chuckle when I watched it.
I just say nothing has really compared to the stuff that came out last year. But
the Molten Core.
The April Fool's jokes that were this year were okay. Nothing really good. The Ostrich Hammer was probably the best thing I saw. Guerrilla Games is developing the new Red Faction for the current gen consoles.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
On GAF, there was like they posted pictures of a guy like swinging a hammer, and it reminds me, looking at like the video of it, it reminds me of like sort of playing MGO, like how the character models look and how they move and how the UI is.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody replaced, like, the character has like his arms sort of back, like he's swinging a hammer, and on GAF they replaced the hammer. Someone photoshopped the hammer out and put an ostrich in. they call it the Ostrich Hammer, and the April Fool's joke is they released a video of like them in like a seminar, tossing around ideas to promote the Ostrich Hammer, which they actually want to incorporate into the game. they actually made a video and incorporated like the Ostrich Hammer into the, like, so a guy like swings the ostrich, it's like when it hits enemies. And, it is hilarious. I mean, there's a little more to it. Like, they have sort of a story, but just watching like the character model swing an ostrich and kill people, it's good. That's good.
It's all I got. All
right. We got some releases, I see.
Oh, yes. Yes,
good job.
Sorry, we won't be going through the Wii.
You make
releases.
It look so easy, Mike.
Remember that game called Braid? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, that weird thing? Yeah, it's coming on the PC on April 10th.
It's like Mario, only he's got a coat on and infinite go back in time potion.
Never runs out.
Never runs out. So if you like to drink a bunch or get real high, it's a good game for you.
It is recommended to get drunk or high when playing this game.
Get drunk on beer, that's right. Never mind.
Get high from weed.
Apparently there's a puzzle quest game called Galatrix.
No, it's Galatrix.
Oh,
I like Galatrix.
Galatrix.
Would you like to come to the gala with me?
It's already Archivist.
It's already been out. It's coming out for the 360 now.
For 360, yeah, on April 8th. Then you have Godfather 2, April 7th for
that
the
PS3. That
looks
like almost like a...
N360.
N360, yeah.
Grand Theft Auto cookie cut. We put in new characters from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I didn't play the first
engine.
One.
I didn't either.
Won't play the second one.
Doesn't really interest me.
Then you got the new Chronicles of Riddick game, Assault on...
Mark Diesel, yes.
Altena, for 360 and PS3 on April 7th.
I watched part of the Highlander today.
PC for
the
too, way. Isn't it?
Can't get enough diesel.
Yes, and PC.
I see that.
You know, you'll be have Frankenstein of Vin Diesel in that game. And then you got Rhythm Heaven on the DS.
Yeah, man.
April 5th. Make sure you get that game.
What are you doing? That game looks good.
I've not looked.
It's just like a tap to rhythm game.
Oh, a tap game. Okay.
Is it as good as Let's Tap?
No.
Future tapping game?
If I tap this table, like my own beat, it's like tap.
It just has catchy music and stuff like that.
But yeah.
Anything you
say. Hammer and Hero. That is a great name. That's a great title.
Oh, yeah.
It's a porn movie.
What?
What?
The Hammering Hero.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, actually.
Well,
on that note,
on the porn Mike, reference. You got anything you want to talk about, Gartner?
Not really.
Okay. I guess that's it then this week.
Pretty short.
Yeah, we'll call it, bring it to close. Call it a podcast. Get out of here. Don't do that. Stop it. That's gross.
It's been so long since it's been seen, thing? Though.
What's I did
just I haven't seen it in a while, though.
Yeah, that's true. Got to get that collar for him again.
Yeah, no.
What?
So you don't fillet the mics.
All right. This has been...
You're talking about me?
This has been AltSource Podcast. Thank you for listening to AltSource Podcast. Go to altsourcegames.blogspot.com. Listen to us on iTunes. Subscribe. Write a review. We love you.
Whoever you may
be. We'll be back next week, hopefully, with more people and more stuff to talk about, as usual.
And remember, Bear Goodbye. Awareness Month is this month, so Goodbye. Carry your bear knives with you.
Bear Awareness Month?
Yep.
It's a real thing.
I thought it was... Well,
it's happening, and it's right. Here, and you need to get in the news.
That's why my mom called the doctor.
Cheerio, mates!
My mom died of a bear.
Ain't gonna call you.